The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say.
You love heavy metal. You love rock and roll. Now, you are like the most peculiar pop sense. Robert Goulet, Tom Jones.
What are you talking about? I love all music. The only music I've never really gotten into is country. And, you know, a little bit of rap I like, but mostly it's rock and roll. But I like everything except for, yeah. You know, like I said, Buddy country
Rich,
and rap.
Poor Buddy Rich, when he was going under operation right before he passed away, they said, "Are you allergic to anything?" He said, "Yes, country music."
Smart man. No, I just
like,
never.
I like country
my
music.
My problem like with country music is it's very one sided. It's always about a breakup and my love and this and whatever and you know. All right, enough already.
It's fun. I like the music.
I've had a number of people tell me that.
Huh?
I've had a number of people tell me that. I've had a number of people that said you should go to a show. You'll have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
I just have
yeah.
this image Absolutely. In my head of people in pickup trucks wearing cowboy hats. In a Wrangler jeans and a you know checkered shirt or whatever, it's just not my bag. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it's not that. So, okay. Oh my God, if I told you, you know I love you, so I talk to you
yeah.
honestly. You and I love you. Listening, and we're like family here.
Right.
I'm so. What's the word?
Overwhelmed.
Perplexed.
Perplexed.
Perplunked. What's that word? So now they got the graduation. I mean, I am trying to be as good a father I can be, and you ever notice, I'm always on everybody else's schedule. Always. Joe, can you do this? Joe, can you do that? Can you be here then? Can you be? And I make my life, and I know it's probably my own fault.
Oh, yeah, Joe,
you know?
Can you do this for me? I'm sorry. Go ahead. And you were saying.
It's true. You got to do it. You do it. Oh, you can do it. Well, we have this meeting. Well, you got. No one says, are you going to be available because we would like to? No one. No
right.
one. So I just say, okay, well, this is my lot in life. It could be worse. So I try to be a good, responsible father. So now they do the graduation 10 o'clock in the morning. No one has a graduation 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry. And if they do, then they're as wrong as this graduation is. And there's no reserve seats. So it's going to be a zoo. And everybody's going to be there. And nicest community in the world, by the way. But I don't want to say, look, Michael's graduating. I'm going to go no matter what. So now I'm getting back and forth with Mikey's mom. Could you do this? Could you do that? Could you do this? Okay. Now I'll go over. I'll go pick up Mikey. I'll go pick up the girls. We'll go in. Joey's going to go with me, which is great. I'm talking with you now. I am in an old Italian T-shirt, and I don't want to use the vernacular that they use.
Your tank top.
That's safe. That's safe.
Very safe.
And for some reason, when I put it on, I want to talk like this. I want to talk like this. What do you want me at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Are you wearing an Italian? Are you wearing? Are you wearing a Christ's head?
10 o'clock in the morning.
With that tank top, are you wearing a Christ's head or an Italian horn?
I got the cross.
The cross. All right.
Outside of the tank.
Outside of the tank top. I see. Very good. It gives an extra oomph for prayers. I understand.
Maybe I'll go to the graduation with the tank top on.
Oh.
How are you? Good to see you. How you doing?
See, but you'll be too chilly.
Hold on. Mikey! I mean, like the obnoxious father, you know, eating a cannoli. I
would
be right.
Oh, you did it. Pass the Schmuel.
That's my kid. You want to buy? You want a cannoli?
You know what would really complete the outfit? Get a couple of pieces of cardboard. Have Joey wrap it with tinfoil for you so you can get some sun while you're out there.
Like Paulie Walnuts. Yeah.
Hey, is he up on stage yet? Hold on. All right, good.
Mr. Sirica. Oh, he's still great. What a great guy. Tony Sirica. What a great guy. Oh, that's hysterical. I'll be like outside the butcher shop in the stands.
Right.
That's it. My gay. Oh, hey. Oh, my God. Look at me.
Great look. It's a great
look.
So
now I got to. But no, you know me. I will be dressing with a shirt and a tie.
Sure.
And I lost my. You remember when I went to Europe the fall before last? Remember I went to Europe and I went a couple times to Europe. And we stayed on the air. We had a ball. Yeah, it was great.
Is this the one on the cruise that you went on?
I went with the Media Research Center. Yes. We're going again, by the way, and which I'm very excited about.
Cool.
And then we went, of course, on the Perillo tour. But I had these shoes that I bought, and they were Joseph Abboud shoes that I bought at Joseph A. Banks downstairs, which isn't there anymore.
Right.
So I got the shoes. I climbed up to the Acropolis. I climbed all throughout Athens to the top, to the St. George's Chapel, that beautiful chapel in Athens, in those shoes. I can't find the shoes now.
Did you leave them at the Acropolis? You were tired? So take the shoes off?
Do you imagine? Maybe they're in Greece.
Look at the
maybe
history.
Still in Greece.
Oh, whose shoes are those?
Hey, I like those shoes.
Those are nice loafers. Okay, let's take
nice
them
shoes.
With us.
I wear these shoes. So they're somewhere in Italy, you know. So I can't find. And they were great shoes because they looked okay. But they were comfortable, and I can't find them anywhere. Now,
Some guy on the cruise ship is walking around in your loafers. Hey, these are fantastic. Guy left them in the room. Score.
Hello, I'm here with your breakfast. Nice shoes got there,
nice
sir.
Shoes. He left a big tip, and I got his shoes. Fantastic.
I probably did leave them at a hotel somewhere, you know.
Probably.
You know, because I'm always traveling here and there.
Right.
And then I order a big, big banner for Michael.
Right.
And it says, congratulations, Michael, 2021. Congratulations. So cool. Then they sent me one. Did I tell you that they sent me another one of some strange kid?
Steve. Oh, no, they didn't.
Steve.
Oh, so you're celebrating Steve as well.
So some guy named Steve with
his
guy.
His last name Kiway?
Congratulations, Steve, on your graduate. I want to put that up. You think Michael would get that
as
a joke?
Yes, do it. Congratulations, Steve. And then, at the end, exit like 110 or something. Like, you know. No.
But I can't because it's his graduate. It's graduate once in a lifetime.
He would
if
get
I had any
out
sense
of, it.
Of humor, I would put that up there.
Put it in the garage. So the next time
Steve.
He rehearses.
Yeah.
Who's Steve? Steve in the band?
But then, of course, I feel guilty because Steve's parents are now waiting for that banner, you know. And
so now what? You're going to start driving all over the place looking for Steve?
No, because if I tell the place that I ordered it, oh, no, you sent the wrong one. I ordered a number of things. Then the other things wouldn't show up. They would go to the parents. That's the way it works.
Wait.
You know?
But did you get the stuff that you ordered for Michael?
I did. I got it.
So then now, so it's okay to call them now and tell them.
I know.
I got the wrong Christmas card pictures one year. That was the best.
That was great.
I mean, a completely different family. I loved it. I really should have sent the cards out, but I had to send them back in order to get mine. But that would have been fantastic. People would have been like, "What happened to you?
What did you? You got it? Who was?
It was Snapfish or whatever. And I open up the package. I'm all excited. I'm like, "Oh, this is great! I can send out the card." Family is this? It's like the Johnsons. I was like, "This isn't even me."
The family you didn't know you had,
right,
man.
Right. And they were very nice. They were like, "Listen, just put it in the mail. We'll send you the pictures. We're very sorry, made a mistake, but it was great." Like I had like four extra kids. There was a grandmother in the picture too. It would have been great.
Now I got my Guido shoes. I could put the Guido. By the way,
that'll match the outfit.
By the way, Putin's meeting with Biden.
Yeah.
So anyway, my Guido shoes.
Well, they're not meeting for a couple of hours. So,
yeah. Good. So
Biden needs a nap.
We got time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got the Guido shoes, which I don't know that I wear those to the. I should go with my tank top and
you
my
should.
Guido shoes.
Come on. And just have something like hanging out of your mouth. Doesn't even have to be a cigarette. Just something hanging out of your mouth.
You know. Hey. You were just kidding. Because
anybody sitting here.
Italian Americans are such good people. I don't want to disrespect him. I will dress to the nines, and I will wear. I have these Cole Haan nice brown shoes that Michael actually likes. I think I'll wear those.
And so, you got a beautiful day today, so I mean, it's not like it's going to be really hot or anything.
Listen,
so that's good.
Hey, the kids graduating, man. I'm telling you, I'm so glad to be out of high school. I've had it. It's so politically incorrect, and these are good teachers. It's a great school,
right?
But oh my God, because they're dictated what to teach now. Do our kids? It's with this critical race theory they got. Oh, but if you're like, for example, if you're I'm not a heterosexual. You're one of many other things that you choose to be, and then they have a class on that, and you sit there and you go, well, is there anything like the guy that works for me, Keisha, said? She goes, well, why don't they talk about heterosexuals? They don't talk about they talk about every other lifestyle except men and women. And I'm going like, why are they confusing? I think confusing the kids like this. I'm sorry. I'm old fashioned like that. I've had it. I'm done. I'm done with school. You know, so and Jack went to his dance. Did he go to his dance?
No. He didn't go to the actually, none of the juniors went to the prom. I think it was like 5 or 6 kids, because it was, again, you know, you couldn't dance together, social distancing. My son wants no part of it. He has to go back to the school this week or next. I have to take him over because he has to bring back a laptop and some books.
Oh, my God.
And already.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You will be arrested and you will never graduate any institution in the world if you don't bring back your Chromebook. Bring your Chromebook.
Joe, he wants me to bring all this stuff back. And I said, no, you're fully vaccinated now. I will drive you over and you can drop it off. And he started giving me friction about it. And I said, hey, listen, I don't have to do this. This is your school. You can keep it until September when you go back to school in September. And then you could. What are you, shining your shoes?
I'm Italian.
I mean,
with
really?
My T-shirt on? I got a shoes.
You got
you
shining the shoes.
I got the shoes. You want me to shine
you like
shoes?
The guy on the ferry. You like the guy. Shine. Shoe shine. Shine. Shoe shine.
Get my shine box. Come on.
Yeah, go home. Yeah, Billy Bag. Go home and get your shine box. He used to make those shoes look like mirrors.
Vincent.
And maybe you haven't heard, Billy. You've been away for a long time. I don't shine shoes no more.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that ended up well.
That ended up well for Billy. Actually, that anniversary was a couple of days ago when Billy got shot.
Ba-ba-bum.
That's it.
Can I use this knife, Mark? Can I use this knife?
I got to hack the hoof, the paw. You know, it's a sin. It's a sin, Mom.
How great is Pesci? I mean, really. But can I make...
They filmed that on Staten Island, by the way.
Say what?
That scene when he's with his mother is in Martin Scorsese's mother's house on Staten Island.
That's great. Yeah. That is great.
Yeah, where was that? Midland Beach.
Midland Beach. You are good. Yeah. Hey, so, and by the way, we're joking, but the Italian-Americans... I like the Latino Americans, like every other ethnicity.
We're oppressed. We're oppressed right now. No, come on, Joe.
But we're doctors,
they're taking every
lawyers,
holiday away
entertainers,
to celebrate
artists,
anything Italian American.
We are the people that built this country, the Italian Americans. So don't take that away. And 99.9% of every single Italian American is a good, hardworking person. They have nothing to do with the people that we're talking about.
And they are erasing the history of Italian Americans by not allowing Christopher Columbus to be honored. It is ridiculous.
Can we do Columbus?
Columbus Teenth. Oh, that's good. I like that. No, but seriously.
How about that?
Why is
October
Columbus
teenth.
Day
October Teenth for Italians?
October
we could
teenth.
Make a whole new make but a new one. Yeah,
why so, is Columbus Day being taken away? In and replacing it with something else when you can teach the good with the bad. They're using Christopher Columbus and vilifying him as he was the arbiter of everything that has gone wrong in this country. He is not. He is the guy who discovered this country, who made the journey when no other would do it.
Are the Rodney Dangerfield of ethnicity. I'll tell you, we get no respect at all. We get no respect. They never respected Italians. They never will, and we will keep prevailing. And the families will be strong. We'll keep working. We'll keep rising to the top of our class. We'll be the top of everything that we do, and they'll just give us no mercy at all. It's racist. It's terrible. They're taking it away, and we're not going to let it happen. I'm telling you. We're going to fight and fight, and we're going to fight some more. Because still, you know what? When you talk to somebody outside of New York or New Jersey, and they always go, oh, you're Italian. Hey, what is that mafia like? Are you part? Is that Sopranos? Is that like the Sopranos? You know, they really think like that, you know?
My son asked me if anybody in my family was involved in I'm like, Jack, what kind of question is that? No, of course not. And if it was, I'd have to whack
you.
I mean,
George,
you know,
was, but that was a whole nother.
I said, if anybody was, I'd have to whack you. So why would I even say anything? Sorry. But no, we're not.
We never knew just about Cousin Frankie. Look, Cousin Frankie, oh, my God. My godfather at my confirmation.
Right.
He was good. He got, you know what he got me he got me a pinky ring.
Really?
For my confirmation. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Black Onyx. Black Onyx, little diamond.
We said, Frankie, what do you do? I drive around a lot. That was it. That's all we got. We never questioned. Brand new, spanking brand new car every day. You know, he'd have a brand new car.
He drives. What a career. I want to do that.
Yeah. You got the Fleetwood. It's the Fleetwood Brougham. It's the Brougham. It's got with the Landau roof. You see that? With the gold over there.
Forget about it. The Fleetwood Brougham. It's the best. The best.
Okay. Please, my Italian friends, don't get upset. Hey, Debbie, so you saw Gordon Chang last night?
Yes. I was with the Falcos with Cynthia and Joe.
This is why we should be married. Oh my God! You should, because you did the right thing. Joey Falco had a great event at Shanghai Jazz in Madison, New Jersey, and Mr. Chang came by, and Lydia was there as well. Of course, I'm sure is what. And how it's great lovely. Was that? How great! That's great that Gordon spoke in person. Yes.
Gordon spoke, and he was unbelievable. Then he took questions for so long. He answered so many questions. He was so interesting and just so brilliant. What a brilliant man!
Yeah. Well, and, you know what? He really is. And I'm glad to see him out on the road. And a shout out to Joey Falco for bringing him to Madison. Beautiful town, Deb. Huh? Not a gorgeous town.
Gorgeous town of Madison,
And thank you for notifying us. And Gordon will be on momentarily. Gordon Chang live on the air. And Debbie Duhaime right now on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting Gordon. It was great hanging out with Joe and Cynthia Falco. Thank you for the invitation, guys. Let's see what's happening as we take a ride right now to the Southern State Parkway. Southern State Parkway westbound slowing down by straight path with an accident on the shoulder. You're still moving a little bit slowly this morning on the LIE westbound out through Jericho Turnpike. Expect delays on the Cross Bronx. It's really busy out toward 3rd Avenue. And we're seeing delays on La Crosse Island. The Cross Island northbound getting up toward Bell Boulevard. Some police department activity. Westbound BQE still very busy by the Kosciuszko Bridge. An accident involving a couple of cars there, so expect delays. Inbound GWB up to a 30-minute delay. Lincoln 25, Holland 25. Traffic moving solely on the New Jersey Turnpike, getting into the Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike as well. And 21 heading south, the ramp to Route 3. We're getting reports of an accident on the ramp. Sunny today, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If you're hiring this summer, you need Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, just post a sponsored job and you'll immediately get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You know, we're joking around. Al and I joke around, but I got to tell you, 722, Gordon Chang's coming up momentarily. I am so proud to tell you about Calandra's, because when I think about my father as an attorney representing non-English speaking blue collar laborers like his father was, you know, my grandfather, and then my uncle Ben, a chemical engineer of Mensa intelligence. He was that smart. He was literally a genius, my uncle Ben. And he went to work with Enrico Fermi, who developed the famous Italian physicist Enrico Fermi, to develop the nuclear program for this great country, you know, to help us win the Second World War. Then I look and I see Calandra's Bakery. And the history of Calandra's Bakery just reminds me so much of my family, because the business was started by an Italian immigrant, Luciano Calandra, who was in America for only 5 years when he went into business for himself. Listen to this, please. Still going strong today at 92 years young. How about that? And he could be seen at all three Calandra locations. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about it. And Al and I'll joke, you know, but this is what makes me proud to be an Italian. When I go into a Calandra's Bakery and the smell, and all of a sudden you feel you're brought back home, you know, and it's got the best pastries, and Calandra does it the old fashioned way with 100% natural everything. No machines, no preservatives, all made by hand with love. Now, baked fresh daily from their original location in Newark, New Jersey, and delivered to local New York supermarkets like D'Agostino's, you know, and Gristiti's. And Calandra's is the official bakery of the New Jersey Devils in the Prudential Center. You see this? This is from Luciano Calandra. This comes, he's in America for 5 years, and he starts this great organization. It's more than an organization, like a family store that is just internationally renowned at this point. And by the way, besides wonderful daily fresh baked breads, they also have a full line of pastries, pies, cakes, cookies. I'm going to make you really hungry right now, and much more. So stop by, please, any of the three New Jersey locations in Newark, in Fairfield, in Caldwell, New Jersey, or visit them online at calandrasbakery.com. And by the way, all breads contain only 4 ingredients and no preservatives. Calandra's, 100% natural, handmade the old-fashioned way.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Federal Reserve wraps up its 2-day meeting today with an update on the economy. Oracle, parent company of Java Software, is reporting a better-than-expected quarter, though the stock has been losing ground after CEO Safra Catz said it will be spending more on its cloud business. Oracle is hoping it can compete with Amazon, Microsoft, and others by pushing $4 billion into cloud computing. Sports betting company DraftKings continues to lose ground after short-selling firm Hindenburg Research accused DraftKings of operating in countries where gambling is banned. The report claims the activity is hidden in its merger partner, SB Tech. DraftKings says it does not operate in any illegal markets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to Fox News Podcasts.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, I love telling you about Broadway House. It's such a great, beautiful place. And when I tell you the stories about Daria Maria, you know, they jumped from the window of their third floor, a bedroom, because fire broke out. They had serious injuries, but they went to Broadway House for continuing care. And those recovering from an acute illness or injury benefit from expert medical care, rehabilitation, and social services. And the goal is to help rebuild your health and your life. Now, Daria and Maria are back home, thankful for the subacute care they received at Broadway House. Please go to BroadwayHouse.org. I love telling you these stories, you know. This is what it's all about, by the way. Like 2 years ago, I tell you about Isaiah, right? Living on the streets of Newark, addicted to crack cocaine with untreated HIV and AIDS, right? You think that went away? Uh-uh. Well, he came to Broadway House for continuing care, and his life completely turned around. Their nationally recognized program for those with HIV AIDS provides medical and social support with compassion to help Broadway House residents make a fresh start. Thanks to Broadway House, Isaiah has overcome his challenges. He's begun a new life far from the streets. Please learn more at BroadwayHouse.org.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10.
10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Gordon Chang is the man. He is the guy. He is the one who speaks the truth. And I was on this show a year ago, maybe more, and told us about where the virus emanated from, his thoughts on it, and he was right every step of the way. Gordon Chang, welcome back to the show. It is with pride and respect and much appreciation that we bring you to the airwaves, sir.
Well, thank you, Joe. And by the way, I understand that Jersey's greatest son's got a birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, how about that? You know, we're the same age, but boy, you look a lot better than I do, my friend. I'll tell you that. I love it. I said, but yes, I do. Tomorrow, birthday. When is your birthday, Gordon? Can we ask on the air?
And you don't it's have to. You... July 5th.
Oh, that's good. Right? Well, listen, happy birthday to you as we go into the summer, and we'll talk hopefully before then. But, yeah, and we got graduation. So all the good things that are happening we're going to be doing today, you know, family-wise. And you went to Shanghai Jazz last night. Debbie just said that you absolutely crushed it. You did a speech. You took questions. And people are concerned. Right, Gordon? Tell us about that. When you get out and you deal with the regular public, they're concerned about the monolith, the communists that want to try to take over America and China. Yes?
Yes. You know, it was sort of a festive occasion because it was sort of like a fundraising event. And it was sort of like I actually thought beforehand that maybe my speech was a little bit too heavy because it warned about China,
yes.
Said a couple things like we have to cut relations with Beijing. And I said, this might not really be good for this crowd. But boy, you know, they
look
ate it
that.
Up.
Look at
which
that.
Which shows that there's real change in the way Americans think about what's going on. And yes, we met Debbie. That was a real thrill.
How sweet is she? She's the sweetest gal in the world. She really is. I'm so glad you guys got a chance to meet. But, you know, and I love, it tells us a lot about your personality, Gordon Chang, how you kind of, you second guess yourself. Well, maybe I don't want to push it too much, but you know what, Gordon, we are very, very much concerned because it comes down to our communities and a beautiful community like Madison, New Jersey, worried about it. And you were right on the money where this virus came from. I worry about another virus that might be out there. Answer me this, if you would, Gordon Chang. All of this with Putin right now, and the president and Putin just met. They're in some kind of Swiss, chalet, whatever it is. Yeah, and they're going in there meeting for a couple hours, whatever they're doing. Is that a distraction? Because to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon, the real threat is communist China.
Yeah, it is. And one of the things I think that Biden wants to do is actually try to pry the Russians away from the Chinese. Because you got to remember, you go back during the campaign, George Stephanopoulos asked Biden, is Putin a killer? And Biden is, yeah, he's a killer. But he was asked the same question a couple days ago, and Biden was sort of tap dancing around it and saying, oh, you know, I don't know. No. Well, I think that's because he's trying to woo Putin. I mean, it's my guess. I don't know. God knows what, you know, Biden is thinking, even if he knows what he's own thinking. But the point is, I think that he really is trying to do his best. And by the way, he also, Biden did something which is otherwise inexplicable, and that is he waived President Trump's sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. This is sort of nerdy for Americans, but for Europeans and for Russians, this is a huge deal. Yeah. This would bring gas, natural gas, from Russia to Germany. It would cut out Ukraine, all sorts of implications. The Germans really wanted it. Biden, you know, almost inexplicably waived those sanctions. The only reason why he would do that is to sort of get Germany's help on China and maybe Russia's help on China. So it's a big deal in Europe right now.
I know, but right, and to your point, he lost thousands of jobs with the XL pipeline, and he took away all of our energy independence, Gordon Chang. I mean, am I right? And when you know dictators and I mean, not personally, but you know how dictators operate. The more you give them, the more they think they can take. Correct, Gordon?
Absolutely. You know, and the thing that Biden has done a lot of unilateral concessions to the Chinese, to the Russians, to the Iranians. Question is, are we going to get anything back? We haven't seen anything yet. So this is a real worry that, you know, Biden is just giving in. And you know, the thing about the XL pipeline, you know, Biden made this big deal about how Trump was disrupting relationships with our closest allies. Yeah. Well, you know, Biden did not consult Justin Trudeau, the Canadian prime minister, before he canceled the XL pipeline. And that really is an indication that this was a lot of campaign rhetoric. That because really what Biden did there was he really pissed off the Canadians by canceling Keystone XL without talking to them.
Yeah, I can't understand it, Gordon. And you and I are talking about it, but and I address you listening, kind enough to listen to Gordon Chang and Joe Piscopo on the radio, is that we're speaking the truth. We did over a year ago, and it was right here on this program that we did, and we told you where the virus came from. Everybody said, oh, you're right-wing conspiracy nuts. Oh, you're Trump people. And we just said, no. We're just objectively looking at what happened, and Gordon was right. The whole world now understands what Gordon said first is very, very true, where the virus came from. And so you got to listen, please, with respect and with caution to the words of this great guy, Gordon Chang. And Gordon, I got to ask you this too. This North Korean defector, the 27-year-old woman, she attended Columbia University. She could not believe the anti-Western curriculum in the school at Columbia. She said, her words, even North Korea isn't this nuts. And you've been telling us about that as well. In the schools, they have these Confucius studies in colleges, and they go against everything that we stand for. Yes.
Absolutely. And it was really telling, you know, because North Korea has more propaganda per square inch than any other society on earth.
Yeah.
And for her to say that Columbia was worse than North Korea is really saying something.
Yeah.
And by the way, Joe, on coronavirus yesterday, we passed a grim milestone, which was 600,000 Americans succumbing to this disease, 3.8 million worldwide. This was an intentional spread of this disease beyond China's borders. 600,000 Americans.
Yeah. Now, do we dare I ask you, Gordon, before we let you go, sir, do the next thing that's in the pipeline? I'm afraid to ask, but China will not allow us to get into the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're going in. You could question, but you can get in and around it. But they're not letting us go inside and see data. Correct me if I'm wrong. Number one, number two, Gordon, is there another a strain, another type of virus that they're cooking up over there? I'm afraid to ask.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not allowing anyone into the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Matter of fact, they've told the World Health Assembly, which is the World Health Organization's governing body.
Yeah,
they told the WHA, look, we're not allowing any more WHO investigations into China, into the origins of COVID-19. And the Chinese have been bragging about developing pathogens that will leave the Chinese immune and sicken and kill everybody else, which means the next disease from China could leave China as the world's only surviving society. In other words, it could it's a civilization killer. And so the Chinese, I don't know if the Chinese have succeeded in doing this, but they're working on it, which means we really got to be very concerned about all of our relations with China, because the next disease from China can kill us.
Yeah,
all of us.
Yeah. Meantime, we're just going Russia. We got to look the other way. You know what, Gordon? Thank you so much for your information, and you speak the truth. And to you and to Lydia, thanks for coming. You know what? You're a Jersey guy, and you don't forget your roots. You go right back to the Shanghai Jazz Band in Madison. That was awesome. That was just awesome.
It means awesome. My dad started that restaurant under a different name, and
yes,
then my
sir.
Sister turned it into a jazz club. She sold it to somebody else, but it's still great. And by the way, happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you, Gordon. Thank you. Sending love to you and Lydia, Gordon. Thank you so much, my friend. God bless. Thank you so much, Gordon Chang.
Say hello to Debbie for us.
I will for sure. Gordon Chang right there. Great guy. And just really one of the brightest individuals that you're going to meet. And please, words to live by. Goodness gracious. Hey, Joe on the radio, 737 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Nicole Malliotakis is with us. You know what? Nicole is backing Curtis Sliwa for mayor of New York. This is huge. We'll talk to Nicole when we come back. Al's got the headline news right now on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
66 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, who leads every mayoral poll ahead of primary day next Tuesday, is going out of his way to say he does not want Mayor de Blasio's endorsement. There have been news reports in recent days that de Blasio is rooting for Adams, may even be helping the Democrat behind the scenes. But Adams on Tuesday went out of his way to say he has not sought de Blasio's endorsement and does not know what the unpopular two-term mayor is doing behind the scenes. Almost every Democratic candidate in the race for mayor has been very critical of their fellow Democrat Mayor de Blasio. Adams told reporters Tuesday that he wanted every New Yorker's vote, including one from the mayor. In sports, Kevin Durant, he played every minute as he tallied 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists, while the Nets beat the Bucks 114-108 in Brooklyn in Game 5. Brooklyn now leads that series 3-2. The Lightning topped the Islanders 4-2 in Tampa in Game 2 of their semifinal series, now tied at a game apiece. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-5 in Buffalo. Mets edge the Cubs 3-2 at Citi Field. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. We're going to go out to the LIE westbound at Old Nichols Road. It's an accident. The HOV lane is blocked and the left lane is blocked as well. So a tough ride here. LIE westbound getting out toward Islandia by Old Nichols Road with that accident. Traffic slowing down on the Southern State Parkway westbound at Straight Path. An accident there as well. It's busy at the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens. It's ongoing construction. Westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge. An accident was just cleared. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you head to 21 Southbound, the Raptor Route 3, an accident over in Clifton. Inbound GWB about 40 to the upper, better to the lower. Lincoln 30, Holland 30, 5 minutes heading into town. Traffic is also moving slowly on the southbound throughway, heading down toward exit 13 in toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. And over on 52 in East Fishkill, getting reports of an accident there as well. Sunny today, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Debbie Duhame, thank you so much. You know we love you. We appreciate it. Joe telling you about Securitas. You know, I love telling you all the good things that are happening, and now there's a possibility that maybe if you're looking for work, well, let me tell you about Securitas. You know, the world is full of risks. There's forces at play. We talk about it every day. There's forces at play that threaten the things you care about most, right? Protecting what is valuable to you is constant work. Securitas is with you every step of the way. Securitas defends what you hold most dear as if it were their own. So if you are as passionate about security and safety, why not consider a career in security? Securitas is now hiring. Listen to what I'm telling you. This is huge. This is huge. It's a nationwide demand for security that is increasing. So Securitas is seeking a significant number of professionals to immediately join their team. Securitas is offering paid training, competitive wages, sign-on bonuses, enhanced benefits, educational advancement, and opportunities for growth in the company. Learn more and apply online today at SecuritasJobs.com. That's SecuritasJobs.com. Securitas, your trusted security partner, helping make the world a safer place.
Well, folks, you don't have to wait till Sunday to hear the radio show that has stood New York on its collective ear. John Catsimatidis can be heard here every Wednesday evening starting at 5. It's the Catman with the truth about what's happening in your neighborhood. Cats at Night, 5 p.m. Wednesdays, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, can I tell you about St. James Health? It's a community health center located in the East and West Ward of Newark, New Jersey. The goal of St. James Health is to bring comprehensive primary care to the community in a setting that is comfortable and accommodating to all visitors of St. James Health, regardless of their ability to pay. With two locations serving the Newark community, 228 Lafayette Street and 332 South 8th Street, St. James Health has served just over 3,800 patients in 2019, saw over 17,000 patients due to COVID in 2020. They've given out 22,000 COVID-19 vaccine shots through May. How about that? Services are currently offered in English, in Spanish, in Portuguese, accepting all insurances, including Medicare and Medicaid, as well as self-pay. Call 973-789-8111. It's 973-789-8111. Services include adult medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, mental health, and COVID services. Visit, please, stjameshealth.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970.
The Answer.
Today's Newark trivia question is brought to you by Securitas, your trusted security partner, helping make the world a safer place.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Nicole Malliotakis is standing by. I want to do the trivia question for you, if we may, for the entire month of June. You know, AM 970, The Answer, and the Piscopo Show are spotlighting the city of Newark, New Jersey, hometown of my parents, you know. And we want to reward you, the listeners. You can call 877-970-2999 to correctly answer the trivia question, and you'll receive a $100 gift card from Don Pepe Restaurant. This is a legendary restaurant, by the way, bringing classic Spanish cuisine to Newark since 1981, combining old-world charm with modern elegance. Visit Pepe and Luisa Lopez for a charming dining experience at Don Pepe. It's a Newark dining institution celebrating 40 years. Okay, here's a trivia question. You ready? Which two professional athletes are St. Benedict's alumni? That's a good question. Which two professional athletes are St. Benedict's alumni? Be the first caller at 877-970-2999 to correctly answer the trivia question. You'll receive that $100 gift card from Don Pepe Restaurant, bringing classic Spanish cuisine to Newark since 1981, combining old world charm with modern elegance. Visit Pepe and Luisa Lopez for a charming dining experience at Don Pepe, a Newark dining institution celebrating 40 years. Good luck. Hey, you know, let me go right to Nicole if I can. Nicole Malliotakis, thank you. You're so kind and so patient. Thank you for calling, number one. Number two, how are you? How's everything in your life in crazy Washington, Nicole?
Hey, Joe, great to be with you. How are you today?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm great. I'm going to my son's graduation, so I'm going to get off the air in about 15 minutes. They do it so early in the morning, but I know you. You are at every community event you possibly could be at, Nicole, and I think it's great. All is well in your life?
Look, things are going as well as it could be. I mean, look, it would be great if we had a balance in New York State or in Washington. I think they would make it a little bit easier. I'm always fighting against the tide and always trying to stop things from happening more than implementing my own agenda. But I think that, look, we're moving along here. We're trying to do the best we can. We've had some success in stopping some bad policies so far. For example, H.R. 1, which would use taxpayer money to fund campaigns, ban voter ID laws, allow for things like same-day registration. We've been able to stop that. Anti-police measures that have come to Washington where they've tried to take the policies that have hurt New York and make them national law, and also the packing the court bill. We've exposed what it's all about and how, you know, this is a tactic that Hugo Chavez used in Venezuela, packed the court and essentially destroyed the country by using the court to rule 45,000 cases in its favor. So these are the things that we've been doing here. Unfortunately, we have to fight just to stop bad things, you know, and that's, you know, with a little bit of a balance, I think we'd be better off.
Yeah, but don't stop. You're doing great. And I really see the pendulum starting to come back. I could tell from watching guys like John Stewart on Colbert, and he's talking about the Wuhan virus. We talked about it on this show. We just had Gordon Chang on. We know where it came from. And then now everybody's accepting that and realizing that. And then you see Bill Maher actually saying the progressives are just getting carried away because they're losing sight of what they should stand for by just trying to be so woke and politically correct. So we appreciate your fight, and I think it will come back. Hopefully, you know, in a couple, 18 months, we could change the house around. Hey, the big news here this morning, too, from you, Nicole, if we may, you endorsed Curtis Sliwa for mayor. I think that's spectacular. You've known Curtis for years, and give us your reasons why, if I may.
So, you know, the Republican primary, as you know, is coming up, and early voting has already begun. And I think it's important to, endorse somebody who I think is going to address the issues that I think are important to our city. And one of them is public safety. What's nice about Curtis is he has been at the forefront of the fight against crime for as long as I remember. When I was a kid growing up in the city, I mean, he was working with the Guardian Angels to clean up New York and help Rudy Giuliani restore public safety, help the NYPD. And he respects the men and women in blue, which is what we need in a mayor. We need somebody who's going to give them the tools, understand what it takes to get our subways under control, to get our streets under control, to restore public safety in our neighborhoods. So that, to me, I think is the most paramount issue. And even when you poll Democrats and talk about tide changing, as you said, Democrats in the city of New York have said public safety is the number one issue. They are saying that they want more police on our streets, not less, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants. So now that's why you're seeing the tide turning even among the Democrat candidates. They're all racing to now be the law and order candidate, which I find pretty amusing. You know, they're basically adopting what I was saying when I was running for mayor in 2017, in terms of crime. And so, you know, except for Maya Wiley, who we all know is the only candidate who could be worse than Bill de Blasio. If any candidate, that's the crazy part. No one thinks, everyone keeps saying that, you know, no one could be worse than Bill de Blasio. Quite frankly, they're wrong. Maya Wiley would be worse than Bill de Blasio, and I think that's what we need to make sure all our Democratic friends know, so they do not support her. They support any of the other candidates on that side in the primary. But Curtis, in addition to that, the other issue that's very important to me is property taxes. And this is something that affects everybody in New York City. It's the main reason why cost of living has gone up in this city, because you're either paying it directly as a homeowner or it's being passed on to you in your rent. And what people need to understand is that Mayor de Blasio has increased the property tax levy well over 50% since being in office, number one. So we need a cap. We need a property tax cap. New York City is the only municipality without a cap in the state. And we also need someone who's going to address this unfair issue of outer boroughs, the poor communities, the working class, middle class communities of our city, subsidizing the property taxes of the wealthier, more affluent communities. And so, you know, that affects my constituents of Staten Island and Southern Brooklyn. And so Curtis has committed to me to work with me on this issue of reining in the property taxes. And that's the other reason why I'm supporting him.
Nicole Maliotakis is supporting Curtis Sliwa. This is huge for mayor. And before we let you go, Nicole, recently you called for Congresswoman Ilhan Omar to be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee. This was on the heels of another offensive tweet by Omar. She equated the U.S. and Israel with the Taliban and Hamas. Before we let you go, thank you, first of all, for doing that. Really, you were brave enough to do that. What will happen with this, number one, Nicole? And you want to elaborate on your decision to call for Omar's removal?
Yeah, we're going to continue to push because we want a vote. We want every member of the House to be on record. And we believe that she should be removed from the committee.
She
is not representing our nation. She's attacking our nation publicly. Comparing American soldiers to Hamas and the Taliban, you know, she belittled and disparaged what occurred on 9/11, where thousands of Americans died. Americans are still dying. Those first responders, just saying some people who did something. She should not be representing our nation on the Foreign Affairs Committee. She's a liability to foreign relations and to our country. And I believe strongly she should. Not be in the House personally, but that's a decision her constituents have to make. But for sure, she should be. There should be a vote on this, and we're going to continue to push Nancy Pelosi. And we're tired of Nancy Pelosi's double standards. You know, we're not talking about one time, two times saying something anti-Semitic or anti-American. Now this is multiple times already, and time to take action.
Yes,
so I spearheaded a letter to Pelosi with a number of colleagues, and we're pushing for a vote on this. Everybody's on record.
God bless you for what you're doing, Nicole. Right on the money. Great to see you at the Katsimatidis event, celebrating Greece with Margo and John. And you were great. And I'm looking around. I'm going, where's John? And you said, Joe. And there you were, right in front of me. Always on top of things, Nicole.
Yeah, on the hottest day of the year, and you're wearing like a three-piece suit with a tie and everything. Oh, you're killing me.
I had respect for John Katz.
Come on. You look great.
And I had to get the blue. You know, so we wore, John and I both wore the blue to celebrate the beautiful flag of Greece. Nicole, thank you. Keep the fight, girl. Oh, we love you. Godspeed, Nicole, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis is doing a great job down there. Joe on the radio, 752. Debbie on the roads. Gordon Chang sends his best. Debbie, what a great event. I'm so glad you were there. We all must go out one day, and hopefully we will soon. Debbie's on the roads right now on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. And let's go out to the LIE westbound at Old Nichols Road. It's an accident blocking a lane there. Getting out through Islandia, watch for delays. Throgs Neck Bridge, really busy getting into Queens. It's all due to that ongoing construction. And watch for some delays this morning on the Garden State Parkway southbound, getting down toward the area of 116. They're doing construction in the local lanes. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or German to land a new job, in just 15 minutes a day, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with a booming voice that emphasizes all the main points. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
That part is super important.
Here's one with a booming voice.
I'm emphasizing everything.
Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance.
Like a page with every word highlighted.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions from California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually Gateshead, a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Hey, Joe on the radio, and I'm telling you about Relief Factor because I love you. You know, if you go to relieffactor.com, get the three-week quick start. Would you do that, please? I keep telling you about it every morning, and I know you. You go, oh, all right. Oh, no, we'll go. And then you see me on TV with the ads with Larry, you know, and Dr. Gorka, you know, Pat Boone. See how good Pat Boone looks, you know? Pat's in his 80s, you know, and he's doing so great. Takes Relief Factor every day. And I do, too, and it keeps the pain at bay. It's 100% drug-free. It's got these botanical ingredients and fish oil, and that's what targets your body's inflammation. So, Father's Day coming up, I'm just saying, relieffactor.com. I'm just saying, 800-500-8384. You know, you can say bye-bye to pain, hello to relief with Relief Factor today. You do the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95, by the way. When you order it, like today, right? And then you could, like, present, like, a picture of Relief Factor. Such a pretty package. And you say to dad or mom, you go, huh, I know you've been in pain. We're going to try it. Joe's been talking about it on the radio for years, and it works for him. We think it will work for you. The three-week quick start, $19.95. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384. Hey, Joe Lumber, Desmond, Joey. I'm about to go to Mikey's high school graduation. We got it. The sun's holding up for a little while, yes?
Yes. It's going to be great today. Sunny, very comfortable, upper 70s, nice breeze, low humidity. I mean, just a perfect late spring day. Technically, it's still spring. And then we follow it up with another gem tomorrow, sunshine, upper 70s.
Beautiful.
In between, very comfortable. It'll be in the 50s tonight. In fact, upper 40s in some of the remote frozen hinterlands of Hunterdon County. And then Friday, sunshine, some clouds, about 83. Yeah. And we're going to have to dodge a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday to start the weekend.
Sounds good. Joe, thank you so much. Great job always, my friend. Joe Lundberg right there. Now, I'm going to step away. You got to be at your kid's graduation, and I'm sorry that they do it at 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why, but I got to move now. So stay tuned, please, for my friend Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore's coming up, the Joe Piscopo Show, resident scholar on economics. Albert has turned into this broadcast radio star, you know, so Al's going to take over.
Thank you.
Brian Zagan's producing. And Kara is watching the phones and doing graphics. Debbie on the road. So you are well taken care of. And you know what? I'll be back on the birthday tomorrow. I love you. Make it a great day. You deserve it.